Hey there, 通勤家族。除了平日的跟读单元、周三的 vocab 单元以外，每周一晚上九点钟还可以在 Clubhouse 上参加我们 15 Minutes Live Podcast 通勤学英语直播室。我们语音直播也同步在我们 YouTube 频道还有 Facebook 粉专上同步直播。我们每周进行不同系列主题的分享，也会开放时段让通勤家族来一同做英语口说练习。如果没有办法参加，没有关系，姜老师会简易简洁在周六上架为 podcast， 好让你复习或听到最 real 的英语互动。单集简介或单集资讯列里有我们直播室的连结，期待你的加入哦。UK's Sunak tries to win over skeptics to his Brexit deal. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak travelled to Belfast on Tuesday last week to sell his landmark agreement with the European Union to its toughest audience. Unionist politicians who fear post-Brexit trade rules are weakening Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom. The UK and the 27-nation EU announced Monday that they had struck a deal to resolve a dispute over Northern Ireland trade that has vexed relations since the UK left the bloc in 2020. The agreement will ease customs checks and other hurdles for goods moving to Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK that were imposed after Brexit to maintain an open border between the North and its EU neighbour, the Republic of Ireland. The deal, dubbed the Windsor Framework, was hailed by London and Brussels as a breakthrough. But Northern Ireland's British Unionist politicians have yet to give it their blessing. Their support is key to restoring Northern Ireland's semi-autonomous government, which has been toppled by the trade feud, leaving 1.9 million people without a functioning administration. Sunak told the BBC the deal was a huge step forward for the people of Northern Ireland, and he was confident politicians there would support it. The Democratic Unionist Party, which had governed alongside Irish nationalist Sinn Féin in the power-sharing administration, walked out of the government a year ago to protest the trade rules and has refused to return until they are scrapped or substantially rewritten. Under Northern Ireland's political system, power is shared between Irish nationalists and British unionists, and neither side can govern without the other. DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson said Tuesday last week that the party would take our time to pore over the details of the deal before delivering its verdict. Northern Ireland is the only part of the UK that shares a border with an EU member. When the UK left the bloc, the two sides agreed to keep the Irish border free of customs posts and other checks because an open border is a key pillar of Northern Ireland's peace process. Instead, there are checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. That angered British Unionist politicians in Belfast, who say the new trade border in the Irish Sea undermined Northern Ireland's place in the UK. Sunak said the new Windsor framework removes any sense of an Irish Sea border, removing checks on the vast majority of goods. It also gives Northern Ireland politicians a mechanism to challenge new EU trade rules that could apply in the region, a key unionist demand. Business groups largely welcomed the deal, saying it would ease the burdens faced by companies and give Northern Ireland customers access to goods such as English sausages that were blocked under the original post-Brexit rules. Some hardline pro-Brexit politicians in Sunak's governing Conservatives also were surprisingly positive about the deal. One key figure has yet to weigh in, former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who negotiated the original Brexit divorce deal that Sunak has now rewritten. The agreement was also welcomed by the White House, which said it was grateful the two sides could resolve the dispute. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友，同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。